The wait is over. Football is here, and so is DraftKings. DraftKings is now live in all 50 states. One app, every sport, nationwide. New DraftKings customers, sign up with code 2400, spend $5 to get $200 in rewards within 21 days. Includes all markets. That's code 2400 in partnership with DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 1-800-MY-RESET. Connecticut, call 888-789-777. Or visit ccpg.org on behalf of Boot Hill Casino in Kansas. Bet tax pass-through may apply in Illinois. 21 and over. Void in Canada. Bet with DraftKings Sportsbook to get bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Or trade with DraftKings Predictions to get predictions dollars that expire in 1 year. Event contract trading involves risk of loss. Predictions offer void in New York. Non-withdrawable rewards issued as $50 click-to-claims every 7 days for 21 days. Terms at dkng.co/offer. Limited time offer. Nationwide based on sportsbook predictions and free-to-play sports contest availability. Varies by state.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
I've always dreamed of being able to order my coffee in Italian like a local, instead of just pointing at the menu and hoping for the best. There's something about speaking another language with real confidence that opens up a whole new world of experiences. That's why I'm so excited about Rosetta Stone Sapphire. It's their biggest launch in over a decade. It takes that research-backed method we all know and trust and adds fresh, cutting-edge features that make it easier than ever to go from knowing a few phrases to speaking naturally about the topics you actually care about. What I love is that you aren't just memorizing vocabulary lists. You learn entirely in your new language through visuals and audio, just like you did as a kid. One of my favorite new features is Chat Missions. It turns conversation practice into a game, putting you in real-world scenarios, like ordering at a restaurant or asking for directions, and giving you missions to complete. You get real-time feedback along the way, so you build that confidence before you ever have to use your skills in the real world. If you want to take your language skills to the next level, don't wait to try Rosetta Stone Sapphire. Listeners of this podcast can get 20% off their Rosetta Stone Sapphire subscription when they sign up today. This gets you access to Rosetta Stone Sapphire in 25 languages. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10 to redeem your 20% off. That's rosettastone.com/rs10.
Cumbersome! Carton Show, Big Mac, coming up in a second or two. Former Jet wide receiver, and now one of the radio voices of the New York Jets, Quincy Enunwa, is going to join us. We saw Quince over at Jet Camp the other day doing some stuff, so it'll be good to have him on the show, get some his insight as a former wide receiver, who I'm pretty sure played with Geno Smith, as a matter of fact, when he was a wide receiver, as a, I think, sixth-round draft pick for the New York Jets back in the day. Here's Kevin and Bayonne on the fan. Kevin, what's good, kid?
Hello!
Hello! What's up?
Frankie, man, big fan. Both first time, long time.
Thank you.
I used to listen to you when you did sports guys.
There you go. Old school, back in 2000. Yeah, I'll take it.
All right, so I just want to shout out to the Bayonne Little League tonight. They are playing 7 o'clock on ESPN. It's the first time in 62 years that Bayonne Little League has made it this far. They're 12-0. If they win tonight against Connecticut, they go to the World Series tournament for the Little League.
Oh, is that, and so it's been
go Bayonne tonight.
It's been that long since Bayonne got this far, yeah?
He's never been in it. The Bayonne Little League has been around for 62 years. This is the first time it's ever gone.
Well, good luck to the Bayonne Little League kids against Connecticut tonight. Now, fingers crossed that they get the dub and then represent New Jersey in the upcoming League World Series. So what's the coach's name over there?
Rincon.
I'll tell you what, if they get into the World Series, reach out to the coach for me. We'll bring him in here and we'll celebrate those kids, okay?
Yeah, his son is really good. He has 7 home runs and 21 at bats.
It's always the coach's
Nathan
son.
Rincon.
The coach's son is always one of two types of kids. He's either the best player on the team or he's not, but he leads off and played shortstop anyway. Right?
And when he does, he cries.
That's right. Yeah, Bayonne. Have a first time. It's the first state title Bayonne's won in 75 years. And I guess they are pretty dominant. So fingers crossed for those of you that root on the Bayonne Little League team. And hopefully they'll get to the Little League World Series in Williamsport. That'd be great. Kyle is in Ringwood, New Jersey on the Fan. Kyle, good afternoon. How are you?
How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks. What's up?
So I want to talk to you about your talk show that you were talking about, the pregame that,
yeah.
First of all, everybody's either smoking their meats or getting ready to watch. Nobody watches the pregame shows, nor the after hours, you know?
Well, more people watch the pregame than the postgame, for sure. But I don't think they're any good.
They're not good, and you're 100% correct on that. Here's my idea.
Go ahead.
Allow Homer and all the other guys that you have that you like with a personality,
mm-hmm.
you create a YouTube channel
mm-hmm.
that promotes, not promotes, but, you know, sells the games on the NFL, and you get a deal with them, and you put it out on YouTube.
Yeah, I think you don't even have to complicate it, Kyle. I think here's the answer to NFL pregames. You could put it on YouTube for sure. That makes sense because so much content is now digested through YouTube. But gambling has to be a part of it. Because the only reason people used to watch the pregame shows was for the weather report or an injury report or, you know, the spread, how did it impact the spread. So you have to have gambling as a part of it and the lines as a part of it. You have to make picks as a part of it. But you don't need to have a guy making $10 million a year who used to play wide receiver in whatever conference or division or team as your guy. You just have to have guys that know football that can talk about the upcoming games in an entertaining fashion. And gambling has to be part of the conversation. That's it. Like, it's not that complicated, right? 80% of people that watch football gamble on it in some way, shape, or form. So why would you not make gambling a part of it? It's simple, right? Have real fans of teams, if they're former players, great. Have one guy or gal that can traffic cop the entire thing and talk to people the way people talk to each other. Like, we don't have to complicate football. And the first network that does that wins by a mile. It's not even close. Like, Gallo, if I give you a choice, no disrespect at all. Do you want to watch Curt Minifield or James Brown with Howie Long or Bill Cowher? Or would you rather watch five guys who have a vested interest in the outcome of the games that know enough to talk about the games and break it down? If you had a choice.
The second one.
Of course, we'd all pick the second one. And gambling's already part of it anyway. So if I was going to create a pregame show that could compete with the networks or dominate, that's like if I'm Netflix, right, I would do a NFL pregame show. If I'm Peacock, I would do a show. Hulu, I would do a show. YouTube, I would do a show. And I'd get three, four, five guys or gals that know what they're talking about. So you and I could debate back and forth, like, you know, if the Jets are playing the Broncos, you and I are going head to head on that. Because I'm a Jet fan, you're a Bronco fan, right? And then you have a gambling expert in there to walk you through the point spread and make a pick. Like, it's not that complicated, but nobody does it.
Well, that's like the thing that they used to do. There used to be more non-affiliated.
Way back in the day. But there was a way that they had to be, like, cute about it. It's like Jimmy the Greek couldn't say the Jets are favored by 9. Or I think the Jets will cover the spread. The way they had to do it. I was talking to Bob Costas about this the other day. The way the NFL today originally did it with Jimmy the Greek, he had to say, I think the Jets are going to win by a lot. Wink, wink. That was his way of saying, you know, lay the wood kind of thing. Joining us on the hotline right now, former New York Jet wide receiver and now part of the Jet Radio crew, Quincy Enunwa joins us. Quince, it's Craig Carton. How you doing today, pal?
I'm doing great. How you guys doing, man?
Doing great. Sorry I didn't get to say hi to you in person the other day at Jets camp. I saw you working hard, but pleasure having you on.
I'm glad we got to connect.
No doubt. Quick question. You knew Geno Smith first time around. You're watching Geno Smith now as a veteran quarterback. Give Jet fans an idea of what's different about him.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Now that the school year is officially underway, families are getting a clearer picture of where students are thriving and where they might need a little extra support. It's the perfect time to reinforce what they're learning in class and build confidence along the way. That's where IXL comes in. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand their schoolwork. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized, interactive learning that adapts to each child's unique level and pace. IXL supports classroom learning by providing personalized practice that aligns with what students are already studying. It's proven to improve achievement, with results seen in all 50 states. Plus, one subscription covers everything for all the kids in your home, making it a time-saving and cost-effective choice. It's a resource trusted nationwide, and IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. Listeners of this podcast can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
A lot has changed since Bob's Discount Furniture opened its first store 35 years ago. Car phones have become cell phones, grunge band hits have become oldies, and you can order furniture online. But what hasn't changed is the way they do business, aka the Bob's way. Doing things the Bob's way means that when I shop at Bob's, I know I'll find the latest top-rated styles like the Aspen sofa for just $3.99, bedrooms with great features like storage and charging, Consumer Reports recommended mattresses, and real marble dining sets, all at 90s-era prices, with financing to fit any budget and lightning-fast shipping. Plus, Bob's still makes furniture shopping fun, with friendly associates and cafes full of free treats and ice cream. Want to see for yourself? Stop into your local Bob's store or shop mybobs.com to celebrate 35 years of the best values in the furniture biz. Only at Bob's Discount Furniture.
I saw that you had mentioned you got a chance to speak to him. I think we both can agree that he definitely seems a lot more mature.
Yes.
When you talk to him, it just feels like a different guy. You know, he was young in the league. I think, you know, you obviously saw his draft day situation. You know, there was a lot of drama around it. And, you know, he might have carried that a little bit. But I think now you see a guy that really understands his place in the league. He understands, you know, what everybody's asking from him, his role. And he carries it pretty well so far.
Give me an idea based on what you've watched, this offense. We came out of being over at Jag Camp, and to be fair, I've watched one practice. I'm not going to make it look like I'm at every practice. I'm not. But what I saw in that practice was a couple of things that stood out to me. Number one, A.D. Mitchell is always open. I just haven't seen a lot of that over the last couple of years. And number two, Geno still has a cannon for an arm. Is that fair?
Yeah, I think that's fair. I think those are the two things you'll definitely get just from watching the offensive side. I mean, A.D. Mitchell, even last year, you know, obviously he had the drops. I think that was a little bit of a confidence issue coming off of Indianapolis, really kind of not really understanding, you know, what was going on for him. You know, you get traded that after being a second-round pick. That's going to spiral you, you know. But he always had the skill set, you know. And so to see it now, you get to see it, and you also get to see it from a guy that's confident, knows his quarterback is going to find him. And then with Geno, I mean, nothing's really dropped off in terms of physical talent. I think the biggest problem for him is going to be, okay, over trusting his arm, right? And that's where the interceptions come in. So it'll just be about everybody kind of working together to get open, but also to make sure that, you know, we're protecting the ball.
Yeah, listen, interceptions plagued him last year. We could write some of that off to the fact the Raiders do not have a lot of talent. They also couldn't run the ball. And objectively, their offensive line stunk. He doesn't have any of those problems with this particular team. They've got depth at wide receiver, obviously a great running attack led by Breece Hall, and an offensive line, at least four out of the five guys are returning, that didn't miss a game last year. So if you and I are right that Geno Smith is a much more mature player, I would think by default, while he's obviously going to throw some interceptions and they are going to take chances down the field, he should have far fewer interceptions and sacks than he had last year.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's what we're expecting from him this year, right? And I think not just off of all those things you noted, but also I think there's kind of like a pride thing, right? You come back, not many people get second chances. You don't get that opportunity to come back and show that you are worthy of, you know, what everybody gave you and all the fanfare you got the first time. So, you know, I think that he's going to be just off the strength of that, we'll be trying to take care of the ball and really bring some success to this team.
Talking to Quincy Enunwa, is now part of the Jet Radio broadcast. So let's just finish on the offense. I'm of the belief, my partner Big Mac is as well, he's off today, that wins or losses aside, the Jets offense has a chance to be pretty damn good. You agree?
Yeah, I think so. I think if you just look at it on paper, there's a lot of great things. The interesting thing, though, is like a lot of the national media is not really giving them a lot of credit for the offensive line. So, you know, I think those guys are hungry to show that, you know, they're definitely, I mean, you have three first-round draft picks all from the Jets right there. So, you know, those guys really want to show that they're worthy of, you know, being one of the top lines in the league.
How concerned are you then about the Jets' defense? It seems like that might be an issue this year. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, you know, last year was a little worrisome, I think, you know, but I think this year they brought in a lot of pieces. I would say the biggest problem last year was that it was just a very young team, you know, and so you saw them make a lot of young mistakes, right? There wasn't anybody that could kind of make up for some of the different things that maybe coaching didn't take care of, right? So now you've got guys on the offensive and defensive side who really know what to do, you know how to take over. Right, and know how to make plays, maybe they're not in the best position.
Gotcha. By the way, if I had said to you 10 years ago, you're going to be one of the voices of the New York Jets on the radio, what would you have said to me back then?
I would have said, you're lying, honestly. This is not even, it's not even the single thing that I would have thought I've been doing. Honestly, I mean, if I would have been lucky, I would have loved to continue playing, but
of course,
it wasn't in the cards, so.
Yeah, and we're, yeah. I always wonder, you know, people, you know, we don't view you guys when you're playing as human beings. Like, you're robots to us. We don't take into account the personal element. Obviously, you signed a pretty big contract. You had your neck issues that, you know, derailed your career. Mm-hmm. Does that still plague you? Like, is your neck an issue? Are you in pain? Do you have any issues with your neck now, all these years later, or no?
No, not really. I mean, you know, if I go and I'm talking to my benefits doctor, maybe I might tell him I have a few aches and pains, but honestly, it's actually pretty good, you know, and I'm grateful for that. You know, now, could I go out there and take a few hits or give a few hits? No, there's not a chance I could do that. Honestly, there's a good chance that if I were to do something like that, I would probably be paralyzed. That's not even me exaggerating. So, you know, I just try to be smarter about, you know, how I take care of my body and making sure I'm being physical.
No, you're still jacked, man. I mean, I don't know what you're benching these days, but I looked over, I said, my man's still lifting weights at some point. When they came to you, and you're a young man, you're in your 20s, and a doctor says that to you, listen, here's the risk. You walk back out on that football field, and you're risking paralysis. Do you remember that conversation, and do you mind sharing with the audience emotionally how you process that?
It was tough. I mean, the first time especially, you know, that was hard because I felt the paralysis. Like, the first situation that happened to me, I fell down and then I couldn't move my arms and legs. So then, you know, after that, we went to the hospital. I got an MRI. They told me I had a herniated disc and I need to get the surgery. So after that, I said, okay, well, you know, there's not a chance I could have a second one. So 2019 came, similar situation happened. And then went to the doctor. They said, yeah, we're not going to give you, you're too young. So I think the hardest thing for me was knowing that it would be over, and right when I felt like I was really starting to take off.
Yeah, no, you were. You were obviously getting more playing time. Your stats were going up. The contract you got obviously belies their belief in you. I always wonder this, like, is there a level of depression that sets in emotionally when someone says to you as a young man, we're taking away the one thing you've always been great at that you've worked so hard to achieve? Like, how do you handle that emotionally?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. I think the hardest thing is really just the identity. You know, a lot of us tie ourselves to our careers, right? And that's not just football. That's in so many different fields. But, you know, for us, you know, we believe that this is who we are. And so once that's taken from you without you even giving it a chance to foresee it happening, you know, the hardest thing is like, okay, well, what do I do next? Who am I?
Right.
You know, where do I go? And so you see a lot of guys struggling. And even now, I still see guys struggling. You know, and I try to, you know, stay in contact with guys, you know, and tell them like, hey, I know it's hard that football was taken away from you. And so now you don't want to be the guy that's kind of living in your glory, but you do have to find a way to get back to the game.
Yeah, because so many of you feel like you're identified. Oh, you're a football player. You have all these other interests in life that we don't know about. So all of a sudden that identity is taken away from you and you're a young man. I could find that, you know, and obviously rehab is a very lonely thing. I could see a lot of guys being really depressed and, you know, and going through through that and having mental health issues as a result of that. And we don't talk about that enough, in my opinion.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you know, it's one of those things where we are. I think if you are conscious enough as a player, you know that not many people really want to hear about that stuff because of the exorbitant amount of money we make. So, you know, that makes it also hard, right? Because then you have to kind of be secluded from everybody because, you know, nobody really wants to relate to somebody that has a lot of money. So, and says like, oh, I'm depressed. Like, well, why don't you fan yourself with all the cash you have, you know? So think the biggest thing to do is to make sure you got good support around you. And that's the biggest thing, you know, is making sure that you got, you know, a great support group. And then from there, you know, you can kind of figure out, you know, what your next steps are.
Talking to Quincy Nunwah. Quince, just give Jet fans an idea real quick, if you can, in what you see as a former wide receiver as a tangible difference between having Frank Reich in the room as offensive coordinator. No disrespect to the guys that were here last year, but the upgrade that we have with Frank Reich being here.
Yeah, I mean, to be honest with you, I really want to see more of how he functions in the game settings. You know, like I think right now I am liking what I'm seeing, but it's so night and day. You know, you're talking about a quarterback, which, and I'm not saying this to downplay or to talk bad about Justin Fields, but he played in a way where he didn't want to make mistakes, whereas Geno is like, I'm going to push the ball. I have the utmost confidence and what I'm capable of doing. So that already there is just different from what we saw last year. So I want to see, okay, how does it work in game management settings? Because as much as I love the offensive coordinator last year, I think, you know, he was able to kind of fall back from taking a lot of blame because of what we saw from Justin Fields.
Well, Justin didn't want to throw the ball down the field. Scared is probably not the right word, but he wouldn't throw the ball. You're right.
Yeah, and I think a little piece of it was, you know, a little bit of confusion for him. Maybe, you know, again, I think that sometimes as an offensive coordinator, you are the head coach of the offense. And so regardless of what's going on at quarterback, there were still other mistakes going on. And so I think that was the real thing that we have to look at is like there was all false starts. There was so many other things that were going on that, okay, how is Frank Reich going to make sure that these guys are running the plays correctly regardless of what the play is called?
Give me an idea. Not going to hold you to it. Is it possible for this to be a 7-9 win team this year? Is that on the table?
I mean, I think they're capable of doing it. You know, I think that, you know, the hardest thing about being any football fan is like you go into the season with so much optimism and then anything can happen. So, you know, I would like to think that this year they should make a severe upgrade, right? I think you had AG calling the plays on defense. Frank Reich is a head coach on the offensive side. So, you know, special teams is going to do what special teams has been doing. So they should be capable of doing that. They do have a little bit of a tricky schedule in the beginning of the year, so they've got to get over that hump.
And is it true what I've always heard, that when the bill comes, Bob Wischusen's got boxing gloves on?
Yeah, you know what, man? Bob is a great dude, and I always love working with him.
He's a great guy. He's a great guy, great broadcaster, by the way. But he's got a reputation for being a little cheap. That's all.
I haven't experienced that yet. He's actually been really helpful. When we go to the airports, we use his suites and all that. Or what is it called? You know what they call it, the club. And so far, so good. It's been good for me.
By the way, it doesn't cost him for the plus one that comes with it.
I know, but not everybody knows that.
Well, look, we look forward to listening to you throughout the year. Congratulations on the success of being on the radio now, and look forward to hearing you guys and talking to you throughout the season, and appreciate a few minutes of your time talking Jets football. Thanks, Quince.
Of course, I appreciate it. Thank you.
There you go. Quincy Anunwah, everybody, one of the radio voices now of the New York Jets with Bob Wischusen, who's a great play-by-play guy. And they make a good team, those two guys. So obviously you're driving around and listening to them on the radio. I know that we compete against them. I know all that, but they are very good at what they do. And Bob's one of the great play-by-play guys in New York. What is it, Anthony?
You get plus ones to those clubs?
Yes.
I have a buddy who always will leave us hanging and makes it seem like I can't go with him
whenever
we fly.
He can't take two of you, but he can take one of you.
Yes.
Yeah. So. It's those when you go to those clubs at the airport, if you don't have the access, it's $120 to go in. So that's where you could pay your way in.
Well, I don't want to pay my way in.
I know, but if you have a buddy that's got like, you know, the United card or whatever, I don't know, platinum or whatever, gold, whatever card is, right? He automatically gets a plus one. It comes with it.
Huh.
Yes. So if you have a friend that has said to you, sorry, guys, I can only get myself in, he's lying to you.
He is. Or and he's probably listening right now.
Or he doesn't want to pick amongst you, which the way you should do it is everybody just, you know, chips in. Because let's say there's three of you flying. So you go for $60. The other guy goes for $60. And then you're all in the club. But he gets a plus one. It comes with it.
Well, I'm going to have to send a text message.
Well, or don't send a text message, but just have the knowledge. Play the game. Play chess, dude, not checkers. If you text him, you're playing checkers. If you don't text him, you're playing chess. And wait for the next time that you guys happen to be traveling together.
Well, there might not be a next time because just the way life is.
I'm just saying, like, your buddy has a platinum card for, you know, whatever airport, United, whatever it is, right? So if you're traveling with him, he's actually said to you, sorry, I can't get you in?
He's been like, oh, I got to use the bathroom. I'm like, oh, let me come with you. He goes, it's I can only go in myself.
No, he's an automatic plus one.
He's a liar.
But play chess, don't play checkers. Wait, there's no benefit in calling him on it now. What? There's no win there. Next time you guys travel together, that's when you say to him, but I know it comes with a plus one, and it doesn't cost him anything. That's weird that he wouldn't give it to you.
Yeah, now I'm going to wonder, and there's probably a few of my friends that are listening that know this person. Why he? What else is he held back from us?
Yeah, he's denying you guys access to luxury is all he's doing, which makes him, by default, a lousy friend.
A thief of joy.
A thief of joy. Well, that's comparison, as you know. Did you ever heard that line?
Yes, comparison.
Comparison is the thief of joy. That's exactly right. Yes, especially for women. That's 100% right.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
888. Yeah, you're married. 888-808-1019. We'll take a quick break. We got Justin Pugh swinging by, which might explain why I suddenly saw pizza in the control room. Are you guys eating Justin Pugh's pizza?
Yes, we are.
You guys are the
worst. It is phenomenal.
It's awesome. It's so good.
I got your Prince Street pizza.
I know.
Yeah, well,
what's six to four slices?
And you brought in two slices each.
Dude, you can't. This is phenomenal. And I love Prince. This is different.
All good. More guests should bring food, I think. Yeah.
He's got it's two a first.
Yeah. How many pies did he bring in?
He got two pies.
Look at that.
Stuffing his face over there right now,
or
too.
He's an offensive lineman.
Bougie pies, too.
Oh, he's got bougie pies from across the street, probably. I got you. All right. Justin Pugh, we'll do some Giants talk. I'll get your calls right after this.
Total Orthopedics and Sports Medicine is expanding across Long Island, New York City, and New Jersey with new locations opening in Commack, Babylon, and West Orange. Expert care is closer than ever. Their top-rated doctors treat everything from everyday injuries to complex orthopedic conditions. Wherever you are on your journey, they are there to help you move forward. They are the experts at getting you back to being you. Visit TotalOrthoSportsMed.com to schedule your appointment today or call 855-321-ORTHO. And this Odyssey Sports Minute is brought to you by the New Jersey Division of Highway Traffic Safety.
What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with three key clean ingredients and backed by over four decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.